And joining us from our good friends at the Sand Lake Festival, which is coming up in August, Roseanne Kreitner. How are you today, Roseanne?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Glad to have you on. I know the event's not till August, but we're getting you on to talk about some new things that are a part of the Sand Lake Festival.
Yeah, Kevin, I thought it would be kind of nice to let everybody know that we've put our festival T-shirts on the street for sale already. We had such an outpouring of support from the residents to support the Women's Auxiliary. It's the Women's Auxiliary's 50th anniversary this year, that we have the shirts already on the street for sale, and they're being grabbed up fast.
Wow.
But besides that, I created a first edition ever child's T-shirt, or a youth T-shirt, kids' T-shirt, if you will. And those are on the street, too. It's a little bit different for the kids. The price is only $6, and they're available at the local stores. But the T-shirt underneath the tag has a number, a lucky number. And every half hour at the festival, we're going to pull a number, and there's going to be four winners every half hour to win a special prize from the many, many prizes that we have in the Midway to give away. It's just been, the Midway has grown so much over the years that it's become a major attraction. So much so that on Friday night, before the festival even opens, the festival opens, but the Midway doesn't open until Saturday noon, we held a family bingo. Now, this is for kids and adults, and it's held outside in the big tent right in front of the display of all the prizes. It's a walk-in bingo. Starts at 5 o'clock, and it's only a quarter for the kids to play bingo and their parents with them, and we give away as many prizes as we can in 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
So that's something a lot of people don't know about unless they read the flyer, you know, and they're in on it. So we want to encourage people to come out to that. Last year, actually, every seat was filled, so feel free to bring a lawn chair with you.
Yeah, exactly. Looking forward to the festival. You mentioned the T-shirts and bingo, quarter auction too. We want to talk about.
Yeah, that's another new item. When everything is all over at 4 o'clock, the Midway closes on Saturday, then we have all the leftover prizes, and I hate storing them from year to year, so what this year we're going to do is we're going to let the workers all take a break, the men will put away all the games, we'll leave all the chairs set up, and we'll leave the display of prizes set up, and we're going to have what's called a quarter auction. I went to one of these for another organization once, and I had a ball. My mom and I just enjoyed ourselves. It's very simple. We show an item, could be anything from a $15, $20, $30, $40 item, doesn't matter. And if you like it, you put a quarter in your cup. We pull a number, and the number on the cup gets that item for one quarter.
Yeah, they're kind of fun. I've been to them too, yep.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So I wanted to bring that to Sand Lake, and that's what we're going to do on Saturday at 6 o'clock, after the Midway's all over with, and everybody gets a little bit of a break to go have one of those fireman's hamburgers.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I know we'll talk to you when we get closer to the event, but already things are ramping up for the Sand Lake Festival. Now, Roseanne, I know you're always busy, but do you find time to do anything else? Do you got some free time?
I do. I live on the lake, so I like swimming. Every now and then I get a phone call from people that say, hey, are you going to do another bus trip? And the answer is, yeah, where do you want to go? You know, and I did just get a call just actually yesterday, and there's a group that wants to go to Tiger Stadium. I guess the Monday after Labor Day. Yeah, no, the Sunday after Labor Day, September 9th, is the anniversary of the 68 Tigers World Series. So we have a bus trip that we're planning to do on that Sunday. And anybody's interested, you got my number, Kevin, there. It's, 469-2700. If anybody wants to reserve a seat to go on a bus trip with us to Comerica Park on September 9th.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's my real life. I do like having fun, too.
Well, very good. And we'll look forward to talking to you, speaking of fun, when we're ready for the Sand Lake Men's Association. Big festival coming up in August. And Roseanne, always a pleasure to get you on. And enjoy whatever free time you can find, okay?
I'm working on it. Thank you very much, Kevin, for having me.